Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How is everybody? Were we counted? If you are counted, put up your hand. We are law-abiding citizens in LAT. Put up your hand confidently. Yeah. If you are not counted, please. I wasn't counted. We haven't yet been counted. Please look out for the enumerators. Amen. And stop posting memes about them. Glory to God. Yeah, they are doing government work. Let us respect them. You cannot spend the whole day memeing about them and you expect that God is happy with you in heaven. Yeah? So let us participate in this census. Amen? For those of you who watched Uncle Mark who's saying you are an unplanned kid, now you're an unplanned citizen, don't listen to those things. Make sure that you're what? You're planned, you're counted. Hallelujah. The numbers matter. Amen? Yes, even in a system that is imperfect, the numbers matter. Hallelujah. I thank God. My testimony, God gave it to me this morning. I was waiting for some to testify about it. Oh, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. Amen. Pastor. Dennis, the Lord is good. Amen. The reason why I'm calling both of them is because on Wednesday, we sat somewhere and Dennis shared a dream of how he got to know, how him and the family got to know what Elizabeth would be doing. So, as it is, I told them that for me, when I had that testimony during the week, I waited for my husband to come back and I started asking him for fees, university fees for Kwezi. I'm like, where are we getting this money from? He had sent me a prospectus of the university where our son wants to go and the course he wants to do. But you know, when you look at the left-hand side and everything on the right is just way beyond your expectation. So, I went to God and I'm like, but God of heaven, you know how you start those prayers. You think your request is too big that you address God like that. God of heaven and earth, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God, this child is yours. Please talk to us. And nothing. I didn't get a dream. But this morning, you people, Kwezi had a dream. And in that dream, it was very clear what he is going to do. And in that dream, Pastor featured. And because Pastor Moses featured, it helped us put more perspective to the dream. I'm glad to inform you that at least according to heaven, I don't know how things will be, the manifestation on earth, but according to heaven, you know, Sam had told me, you know, there is Mbarara University, there is Makerere University, there is Bukoma Nsimbi, like you get Gulu Hospital, like the other hospital, universities, Busitema. Yes. Busitema, he's like, you Obadechi, why are you worried? This child will go to school. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. But I want to thank God that according to heaven, those things are not there. Glory to God. At least not for my son. Hallelujah. Now as to where he will end up physically, simanyi. But at least I know God's plan for him. Hallelujah. And it was confirmed today in a dream. So there won't be many arguments about it. Hallelujah. First of all, I have a witness, the child himself. So we shall all be looking. What are you saying? Eh? So anyway, I thank God that is my testimony. It is great. It is powerful. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we say these things, guys, pray to God. God will show you. It may not come through you. It will come through someone. But God will show you things that you seek him about. Hallelujah. Amen. So today, I felt the Lord lead me to sharing with LAT about setting our affections, our hearts, our minds on things above. Yes? So we are going to read from Colossians 3, chapter 2 to verse 10, and we shall give it context. Amen? So we start. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members, which are where? On the earth. Fornication, uncleanliness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Filthy what? Language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another. Do not psych one another. Since you have put off the old man with its deed and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Glory to God. Amen. So the Bible clearly says, we started by saying in verse 2, set your mind on things. Verse 2. Set your mind on things above, not on things on earth. To set our minds on things above, it means really choosing or being intentional on what goes on in our minds, in our hearts. What is that we call the love of our lives? Yeah? And not just that, but then we let what we are thinking about, we let what is in our heart, then influence the course of action we take in our lives, the decisions we make, and you just let that guide your daily goals. So ask yourself, if you set any goal, what is guiding that goal? What is the philosophy behind that goal that you set? And where we are in LAT, the Lord is rewarding us. Hallelujah. The Lord is rewarding us. Amen. The Lord is rewarding LAT. Hallelujah. And it's very important, especially, you see, when you're going through a place of suffering, like, you know, obera mukatonda, fasting is easier because, first of all, the meals are what? Accounted. Ochibala no chibalancing. It's easy to fast. But where we are heading, and with the rewards God is giving LAT, we know that one of them is abundance, it is prosperity, whatever that looks to you at your level. Children, there is abundance and prosperity at your level. Hallelujah. So this abundance and prosperity is not just for your parents, but even you, it could be you prospering in your education. It could be you prospering in your co-curricular activities. It could be you prospering where you have friends and you have so much favor, yes, before your friends, okay? So for the adults, it's even more obvious. When I say abundance, I don't have to say so much. Belinda knows what abundance would look like. You know, Belinda calls herself the rich man's wife. Hallelujah. Let us clap for her. Let us clap for that confidence. Amen. The rich man's wife, yeah? If some of us changed our names. Well, first of all, to change our names, we have to first go and ask, but you, are you rich? Are you rich for me to change my name? But Belinda's name is the rich man's wife. And that's a very good thing. Amen? At that point, there will be us, Koleta Meka, Kamez Oleka Womeka, before I call myself a rich man's wife. So, the Bible is telling us, set your mind, set your affection. Love the things above more than the things on earth. God is rewarding us. On this pulpit, we've preached about idolatry. We've preached about sin. We've preached about all these things. But for us as Christians, we know that the things that God blesses you with, or the thing that God calls you to do, it can actually be the very thing that you will set your mind on. I remember reading a book by a prophetic lady, Anna Rountree, and she in that book, she describes what, for her, idolatry was. You know, you read a book and you're like, idolatry? Like, Anna Rountree? It's like Oba saying, Kenneth Hagin and idolatry. Like, the two just don't, you can't have them in the same sentence. So Anna Rountree, this lady having visions, you know, heavenly experiences while on earth. I'm talking about someone having those experiences while on earth. And God visiting her, she's seeing angels. Then one time God told her, by the way, you're building what? You're building sand castles. Why did he tell her that? Partly was because now the knowledge of the spirit world became her main pursuit. Can you imagine? The knowledge. She wasn't chasing money. She wasn't chasing men. She wasn't chasing ministry. She just was chasing the knowledge of the things in the spirit world more than God himself. And God tells her, Madam, no, that is not it. Right? So, even the things that look nice, like your calling, yeah, it can actually, you can want to be so great at it that you take Jesus out of the equation. It is very, very possible. God gives you a job, and it's great, it's good, Tukusabi Day, EFCON, and it's all you're doing. EFCON on Thursday evening. When those days before you started, you used to come for prayer meetings. But it is EFCON meetings. Yeah? God gives you a trip to, you say, Belgium. And it is all the whole week before you travel. All you're thinking about is the trip. Bible study that day will not happen. If you had told God that, you know, I'll be fasting during this time, no, bivanako. You're all chasing, you're chasing the Schengen visa, you're chasing this, you want to know how many kilos you are allowed on the plane, in case, how much. It is very possible, that the very thing you stood and testified about can take you away from God. It becomes an earthly thing, all right? So these things can happen at a church level, and we all know they can also happen at an individual level. Now at the church level, what does that look like? We have heard several times, even the churches probably you came from, the churches you leave LAT for, hallelujah, yeah? The churches you leave LAT for, I'm not saying you should stay here, but you get the drift, yeah? The churches you came from, the fellowships you came from, the ones you will join. It can happen at that level, at a corporate level, yeah, that people or a congregation can now start focusing, or they can set their hearts on things on earth. I remember having a dream about a certain church that was so focused on the aesthetic beauty, yeah, of what it looked like than actually feeding people the word of God. And God says that is not what it is supposed to be. All right? I also remember my brother sharing with me Again, I think I've shared this story here before. He went to one of the churches in town, and that day was Valentine's Day. And that day was Valentine's Day, and he hadn't even noticed, like he had forgotten, like most men forget that it's Valentine's Day. All the men who say for us, we are too spiritual. Ebia Valentine, we love you every day. Eh? So I think, I don't know if my brother is one of those, but anyway, he goes to this church. As they start praise and worship, before he knew it, they started playing Lady in Red. Eh? Then, he's like, this church, what's going on here? Yeah. I think the night before he had been in a Kabbalah somewhere. Then, before he knew it, he said, man, the pastor was the first one on the floor with the wife. Then the leaders followed. Hallelujah, Christine. The leaders followed. Then worship team members. It was, my friend, it was Lady in Red, that song. I think the children are wondering what that is. It was Lady in Red on the pulpit on Valentine's Day. Then, hallelujah. Then they started dancing. They started dancing in twos. Let me leave it at that. They started dancing in what? In twos. And to the song which wasn't fast. All right? So, my brother comes back. This is a sermon that is going to be posted. So my brother comes back and he's like, hey, what we had in church? Yo, I was seated there. I just knew. I looked at my wife. I'm like, are we next? She said, we can't go. But Kwegamba, the church had come and joined on the pulpit. And they were, you know. So he was telling me, but Muchachia, did you celebrate what? Did you celebrate Valentine's? I told him no. But he has ever visited LAT. And one of the comments he had about LAT was, we serve very big cake. The only thing that is missing is a cup of tea. He said, but your cake pieces are huge. I think because in that other church, I don't know the size of the pieces. But setting our hearts on things above and not things beneath. So it can happen at a church level that the things that are out there in the world, they start to seep into the church. Slowly by slowly, they start to enter, yeah, one by one. And so by the time someone confidently plays, says, you know, you instruct the team. Imagine the pastor saying, this is the time. Imagine your pastor, the way he's with the worship team here, yeah. Because instead of saying, signaling, Sinzibwenga, yeah, he signals, Led in Red, yeah. And the guys start on cue. You know, that is the world entering the church. Now when your congregants, you find them somewhere in an ungodly place, what are you going to tell them? You're playing Lady in Red. And what do you expect the worship team members to do? So every day, as Christians, we are inundated with messages that promote earthly cultures. Everywhere you go, There's an earthly culture that is being promoted. TV, magazines, newspapers, the phones we carry, everything is about promoting the things of this world, the agenda of this world. But remember, the Bible clearly says that this world belongs to the devil. Okay? So, God doesn't want us to be taken up by the things of this world. And now especially, putting this in context with us in LAT, we are going to a beautiful place. Hallelujah. We are going to a beautiful place, a place of abundance, a place of greatness, yeah, a place of prosperity where the numbers will grow, yeah, where the children are growing. And guess what? It's always during the time of abundance that there is always an issue with this matter. that people start to drift away from God. And now they revisit Egypt. They start to bring in Egypt into the church. And then when they are told that, you know what you're doing is not good, they will say that, I learned a new word, your Christianity is toxic. Toxic Christianity. And Lizzie, you're laughing, but you know what I mean. Toxic Christianity. Because we have told you, Ned the sister, you're not going to dress like that. Or Ned the brother, you're not going to stand at the door and hug everyone like Ned the, not that type. Yeah? And you say, that elder, she's toxic. She is what? Toxic. Alana, if you ever say I have toxic Christianity, that would be the end of us, all right? So, our experience as Christians, I want to remind us that we started with Christ. When we gave our lives to Christ, we started with Him, and we have to keep with Him. Hallelujah. Colossians, what are the things that have earthly nature? What are those things that God does not want? We're going to talk about the things which are of earthly nature and those which are heavenly. The ones He doesn't want us to keep focused on, and then the ones He wants us to be focused on. Why? Because I don't want to leave people there saying, Katitea tugambi, what are the earthly things? Teya tugambi, what are the heavenly things? Now I'm going to tell you both. Earthly things, number one, Colossians 3:5-7. Therefore, put to death your members, which are on earth. Again, now these are the things. Put to death the things which have the earthly culture. That is fornication, uncleanliness, those evil passions and desires, okwegomba, covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. Then He is quick reminding us that one time we ourselves lived like this. Covetousness, yeah? There is nowhere you go. Everywhere you go, there seems to be something better than what you have. Even if you came here, you stood and testified, but there is something better. You come, God has given you a wife, but there are other better women. God has given you a husband, but there will be men who are better looking than your husband. All right? Then you start okwegomba. Yeah? In this day and age, by the way, it is so common. Because the messages, and they keep shoving them down our throats. But even now, I don't know if parents here, have you ever asked by your child why you're not like another parent? For me, I have been asked. That why, yes, why aren't you like mommy so-and-so? I'm like Mbadde Chins. What have you seen about me? That is the problem. Eh? But then even my husband, one time he was asked why he doesn't wear suits like a certain what? Like a certain parent. Why he doesn't wear suits during the week? Yeah? And I'm saying that it's a good thing for the children to ask, but you must understand where that is actually coming from. Beneath that, there is something that you must address that is beyond clothes, that is beyond looking like. You must address, it's a teaching moment. Glory to God. Amen. There are times when, you know these things are so interesting. Oba waka siba akavidi akalunji, nice ka hair. Then before you know it, your salonist tells you, even this is available. But once you just play it in my hair. I'm still on Panadol. And now you're sending me, because of my what? My scalp is paining me. Yeah? And you're sending me something else that is available. You know? There is always pressure. Yeah? Pressure for this. You have just bought a car, then another car rolls down. Mercedes says they have released this car. You've just gotten a phone before you know it. Meanwhile, you get it at the very end before they launch another iPhone series. You're like, so it just creates an insatiable, you know, desire for things. And we have to check these things. Glory to God. We have to always check these things. Eleti, where are you headed? If we don't put a knife, like they say, on the appetite, you're finished. Glory to God. Amen? Yes. So earthly things, I have told you. Eventually, these earthly things can cause you to enter these sins that are put up here. They can cause you to go fornicate. They can cause you to live a life of uncleanliness. They can cause you to go into idolatry. They can cause you... You know, sometimes I feel sorry for men because men, I think there is a time, midlife crisis, I think it's like as if it's a reserve for men. When they sit with each other and they start to compare what they have got, what. It's good to have a healthy inspiration to get better. But when now you start to feel like, wanange mukama, nze teli chenyina, check your friends, men, hallelujah. Because they can tell you, this one has just rolled in a new this. He has just bought land here. Then the pressure starts. Hey, the farm. So you see, pastor just bought in Fort Poto now for us. And before you know it, you start to what? You'll end up getting an evil desire from those things, and you stop squaring people on the head. It's just so you can always also own. It's like a tiny farm, but at least I can have land. Yeah? So those things, the things on earth, you start to chase them. Your life begins in the morning with something like that. Like you start your life with chasing something, an ambition, and you end in the evening at 6, you're still chasing. Wake up the following day, it is a cycle. You're a hermit, yeah? That car rat that is always running. Quick gamba, it's just that role. That is all you live for. I was talking to a young man who I met at a certain site, and he was telling me, John, nzabana bangi. A young man. First of all, he told me, Guy, look, and he was very bold. You look too young for the way you sounded on phone. I'm like, how do I sound on phone? Then he's like, and so we got into our conversation. Then he starts, for me, my children, they have to have a good life. I have to do everything to give them what? A good life. I told him, my children will not hold me at ransom. There are some things I will not do for their success. Never. You know those things, I think, yesterday I was watching Can't See Me Anne. Don't mess with Can't See Me Anne. And her daughter came back home. And she, one of the statements Can't See Me told her daughter was, don't tell me, you're so young. Don't tempt me to tell you what I went through to get your fees. Yeah? I said, no, for me, I will not do some of that rubbish. Yeah? So, you can chase earthly things with a good motive to give your children a good life, but eventually, you know, you're leading yourself to hell. Because you see that you're unleashing the wrath of God, what, for your children? To give them a lifestyle by the which they may not even... Children are also interesting. You may think you're giving them the best, but kumbe, even the best you're giving them, to them is not the best. Yeah? That is where you hear parents saying, but I am giving you the best I can. You know, in that pleading way. But I'm giving you the best I can. Can't you just appreciate that? So kati ne wanike, kati yunkolentia. Yeah? So, Eleti, where we are heading, yeah? Let us not make the earthly things our pursuit, because the moment you make them your pursuit, fame, prosperity, material things, yeah? So once you make them your main, you know, you're finished. Recently, I was talking to someone. First of all, I got in touch with someone who is in a field that I'm trying to get into. And she gave me, because she's like, who is this chick? Tamani, everyone knows her. So the lady didn't give me airtime. So I'm like, Anyway, I'm also not good at networking. So I chill the lady. Then now later, I see something she had posted. Nay, we as women. Men, close your eyes. Just close your ears, yeah? Close your ears. The lady with all the people who follow her, who do what, she had posted a picture when she is on a beach in a net thing. Net, yeah? It was like an evening picture, so you really couldn't make out, but you could see the silhouette. I'm like, you, why? Because for me, I think where she is, look, I'm looking for her so that we can sit down and I get some education. Then now I see her in a net thing. So now I'm talking to I think, Juliana. And Juliana tells me something like, on those streets, that is a rite of passage. Oh, in that so kakulaga. I'm like, hey, as in until you actually give us more, which is that, to jakuitao. Yeah? So, yet I'm like, when she's posting serious things, there is low engagement. That picture, you guys, it just went viral. Everyone, and the comments there. You, the comments in that section, looking nice. Wow, what? When she's talking about serious things, the engagement is so low. But the day she posted that picture, everyone. Then now another lady wrote now to me, and she was complaining, saying that, you know, the time I post serious things, people don't respond. The day I posted my husband, I even lost subscribers. I laughed at her. So I'm like, we have to have a thick skin here. She, you know, because she was posting, she always posted good things. She's very decent, what? She has, but she's also fair skinned, yeah? So I think she had followers, what? That day she posted anniversary pictures, cooking for my husband, what? Lovey dovey, thank you for being a father to my. She said, the subscribers. The next day, I got a report that I had lost subscribers for the pictures that she posted of her and her what? And her husband. And she's a Christian. So she, and by she's even Kenyan. So I wrote, so I responded and told her, I'm sorry about your experience. I don't know how this operates, but I'm just really, really sorry, yeah? Now, earthly things, yeah? Let's go to James 4, chapter 4. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. This really amazed me. You know, the reason why God actually uses adulterers and adulteresses that in that context is because we are the wife. The body of Christ is a wife, and he is our, Jesus Christ is our bride. So we are his, Jesus Christ is a bridegroom, and we are the bride. All right? So now he says, you adulterers and adulteresses, meaning, mwe abenzi, what have we quendered? The world. Eh? What are we committing adultery with? The world. But this James is writing to Christians. He is not writing to people who are not yet born again. He is writing to Christians. Colossians, that letter was written to a church in Colossae. So it is still relevant to us today. Okay? So it gives us a picture that Christ is the groom and we are the brides. So here it says that, you adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? But then listen to this. He says that whoever therefore wants to be, if you want, you haven't yet become, but you want, as in you're seeing things and you're heading there. Huh? You already what? you are starting, you're starting to make yourself an enemy of God. Before you even arrive in the world, you have already what? Started making yourself an enemy of God. Yeah? So God does not want us to do this. Matthew 6, 19 to 20. It says, do not lay up yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, your heart will also be there. Yeah? And then, stop there. Take me back to 21. Yes. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth. Let's not treasure these things that we have. Money. Yeah? It's coming in abundance, by the way. Fame is coming in sometimes I look at Alan and I'm like, God hold me. God help me. May I talk to the president? You see me here. I don't know. I think that thing would be on my status for like, Pregamba the 2024, just say the whole year. Yeah? So new numbers, serve plumber, the guy who works on the compound, I know club status young. I talk to the president. Yeah? Anyone who I add into my phone book, they have to know that I have spoken to the president. But you see, going into the world is not a one-day thing. It comes slowly by slowly by slowly. And before you know it, you are already there. Something that you used to do, ngachikuswaza. Now a time comes where, because now this is what the devil wants you to do, you start to get boldness. You start to do it boldly. Then you have people who support it. And they'll say, toxic Christianity, toxic what? Yeah? That don't toxic friendships. Before you know it, blocked. And that is what? Control. Then after you know it, control alt deleted. Yeah? You're no longer, because for you, man, you think you're the first one to be saved. But also I realize that on earth, there are many people who are like that. So you will have a chikosi who will always support those things that you're doing. All right? So God doesn't want us, LHT, even as we are heading to a great place, a marvelous place, he does not want us to be focused on those things, the things that he has given us and the things of this world. He wants us to always be focused on Jesus. All right? Then I think verse 33. There is one, I think it's in between 20 and 33, where it says, you cannot serve both God and Mammon. 24, yeah? Yes. You cannot, No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and Mammon. So you cannot serve both God and Mammon and the things that come with that money. You cannot serve them. You can't serve two masters at a go. There is money, but also money comes with many other things. Money comes with fame. Money comes with friendships. Money comes with influence. Money comes if you cannot stand up and say no. Sometimes I tell my husband, because he's non-confrontational, and that is how he is, he doesn't like to be in places where there is a lot of strife. Bless you. Yeah? But sometimes I'm like, to gende tulwane. And he's like, me, I'm not going anywhere. Eh? I'm like, no, me, I'm going. He's like, where are you going? Yeah? But for me, sometimes I want to what? I want to ask their questions. I can meet you and ask you a question, yeah? There's someone I met over the weekend. It's in retrospect that I understood what Pastor was saying. So I was telling Pastor, I met this person. Then I asked them, but how are you a Christian? And you are doing the things you are doing. Then Pastor asked me, was that person your friend? I said, no. Had you known them before? I said, no. Then he said, but then how could you ask such a question? Then And I may ask the question. Yeah, but then how could you ask? Yeah, like, I think in his mind he's like, look at this one. Like, how can you? But then I just found myself, because every time I would watch her, all those questions would go through my mind. So I was ready. Even if I had found her on the street, I would say, but wait a minute, why? Yeah? And are there people who you like, I won't even have to introduce myself. I'll just go and say, name Sajagwe. Why do you have to steal all this money? You know, I know many people can ask Anita Yamong. That na ye chichicho. Chichicho, really. Chitufu. Without you saying, I'm a Ugandan, I like you. I know many people, after you have read those articles, you're like, one day, nzinyizo mubuza na ye, bine bintu, bitufu, chichicho. Are you really, like, seriously? So anyway, this person, pastor was like, but how did you start this call? Then it later when I even had reached home, I'm like, what am I think pastor was just wondering how, like, you, how do you just ask someone such a thing? It's none of your business, yeah? But for me, Bambi, I had been dying, yeah? I had been dying. Every time I would watch it, I would just, Then when the opportunity came, I was unstoppable. But I put her aside. She first gave me 30 minutes telling me how it was. I'm like, hey, okay. Now I actually what? Understand. And by the way, the update pastor is, she wrote to me and she thanked me for boldly asking her. So I'm not, you know. Hallelujah. Yes. Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you, therefore, L.A.T., by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect in the will of God. Hallelujah. For us to keep Jesus Christ here in L.A.T. as the one thing church, we are going to have to live by these two scriptures. We shall present our bodies as living sacrifices. Amen? Every day in church, even as we minister to him or outside there. Yeah? Holy and acceptable to God. And then we will not conform to the standards of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Hallelujah. The reason why I brought this up is because it was one of those major things that we're teaching the children, how Christ transforms them. Because it's important to tell them that your transforming factor is not your friend. It is not your family. It is not what it is, Jesus Christ. And you know what? I wished that I was taught these things when I was much younger, so that I go through my teenage years when I know, all right, when I already know that a life in Christ must be a transformed life. Hallelujah. So that's what we're teaching the children. So what are the heavenly things? What are the things above, the things we should set our eyes on? Colossians 3:12-16. Let us start there. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, this is what we are to put on: tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, also you must do these things. But above all, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Now, these are the things we must set our minds on. Humility. Yes, God has put you in that big place, EFCON. Please, you know, also, is there a way that that thing can air at good times? Dennis, good times. where we can still have family time and people are not shouting for us like at 3. Please, Dennis, I'm asking you, please, not everyone supports football. Not everyone loves. This is my turn. Pastor and Sam, keep quiet. So please, Pastor prayed. Sam stretched his hand. Now I'm making a request. Yeah? Even this is saying yes. And also, please, just put it at a good hour. Yeah? Try. I don't know how that can happen, but please. And also, okay, get them tickets, but not every ticket for every game. Just some. Yeah? They may not come back home. They may come back after FCON has ended. So, give them not all the tickets that on every day bakulabukuzi mukatabo. Guys, they have the ticketing what? Book. Yeah? They just say, cut now. Yeah? You just, you know those ticketing books? Akulabukuzi na agenda every day in the morning. I know my husband, he goes to work, but with a ticket there. Yeah? In his car bag. After work, sweet, FCON. Please, make sure that you're a family man, you're a family-oriented man. Please, let us make sure that, So for me, I've told you. That is my request. Thank you very much. And Christine, I know you'll thank me. So, these are the things we are to put on. These are the things that we are to follow. These are the things that we are to go by meekness, yeah? Set your heart on being meek. Set your heart on being humble, on being kind, on bearing with one another, on forgiving. Don't always remove a kasale to finish people off. Like Christ forgave you, also you forgive. Walk in love, okay? These are the things that we should put on. Glory to God. And now, what are the heavenly realities? Now, those things that I've just read, we put them on here on earth. Eh? But in heaven, there will be nothing like meekness, what. No, in heaven, we shall be perfect, all right? Well, I hope we know that, yeah? So things like long-suffering, they will not be necessary in heaven. Hallelujah, all right? So now, what are the heavenly realities? Now, what are the things we should have in mind, even as we put on long-suffering, humility, kindness, love? What are the heavenly realities that we should think about? Number one, it says that we read from Colossians 3. Go back to Colossians 3, 2. Set your mind on things above, not on the earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. So that means that if our lives are hidden in Christ, where is Christ? Christ is in heaven. So Christ is a heavenly reality. In as much as he's here on earth with us, but he is a heavenly reality. So we have to set our minds on Christ. What does Christ want me to do? How does Christ want me to respond? Children, how does Christ want me to respond to my parents? Okay? Those things of, you know, you talk to young people and now they even speak bakugeyoli wao kwegamba. They know. Then children break codes. Parents, you're there, you're speaking in coded language. Do you know that children break codes? And there is no code whatsoever. You're there mouthing, saying, they don't understand Runyankole. Your daughter is laughing. They don't understand Runyankole. Then you what? You change the dialect, Bob and Anne. Eh? Then you say, Turazagambo Ruchiga, Chigambo Muruchiga Banabaria. Then now Anne starts, Mbwenu what? Ebyozi, my friend. Hey, they say Ebyozi means this. We know. They have broken the code. And when they break the code, they will not tell you that it's for them. They'll act like they still don't understand. But they're active listeners in your conversation. So anyway, Christ is in heaven. So let us set our eyes, let us set our affection, elety, on Jesus Christ. Let us set our affection on Jesus Christ. A day will come when we are so many, maybe not even gathered here. Hallelujah. that day will come. We shall have, like, how many pianos do keyboards do we have? Yeah. A time will come when we even have ngate tuchalaba instruments. You know those churches where you don't know where the music is coming from, but the thing is there. A time will come when all those things are happening, but will Christ be there? Will Christ be there? Yeah? So let us set our eyes not on these earthly things, but on Christ who is in heaven. That is very obvious. Number two, eternal life. Yeah, Romans 2:7, eternal life. This is where our salvation started. Toinza kubanga, you started like that, and along the way you chill. Yeah, it says eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality. Immortality meaning that life in heaven. Here, there is no immortality on earth, all right? But we seek eternal life to those knowing God, knowing this Jesus. So let us seek. Ukoze yochi last week that made you say, I'm investing now. Now I'm investing in eternal life. Let me invest in eternal life. Is there anything you did last week? Yeah, that is a question for you. Another thing that we can, heavenly realities that we can focus on, yeah, are crowns and the rewards. Hallelujah. Crowns and rewards. Knowing that there is a crown that awaits you. But did you know that someone can take your crown? Someone can take that reward. So when you work every day focused on baneka reward kangi, we have to guard it jealously. My reward, I have to get it. My reward, I must get it. Yeah? Crowns and rewards. I don't know who, if I gave... Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give each one of you according to his work. The good thing is that in LAT, we have seen God reward us here. And like Pastor reminded us, I think two Sundays ago, there are also eternal rewards. So let us focus on that. I think I remember Christina saying after I had shared, we're downstairs when I shared the different types of crowns and rewards, Christina said, you know what? I think these things of school, pace work, they are very difficult. But yamwana agenda okulabanga, this reward, I think I can get it. Yeah, and now she was like, you know what? I'm going to work for that one. I think things were tight in class. And she's like, by the way, I can actually work for a crown and I get it. Yeah. Then, lastly, you know, there is a heavenly reality that I want us to think about. The reunion in heaven with people that we have lost. You know, if there is anyone you have lost, that's a heavenly reality. And that helps you to know that life doesn't end here. So you cannot live your life like life ends here. No, you cannot do that. You cannot be there living your life like this is it. You wake up in the morning, go through the whole thing, wegamba for you. These things of life is short, YOLO, eh? What does YOLO mean? Yeah, you only live once. Eh? Like, YOLO, I have to go do this. You only live once. No. For a Christian, you don't live once. We live here on earth, but we also live in heaven. So you have an opportunity to be with friends that went on before us. Then you have an opportunity to see the real Daniel. Hallelujah. Not the Daniel. Eh? The real, real one. Hallelujah. You have an opportunity to say, Pastor, when I walk into Okulaba, Daniel, call me. And when you guys sit and I first look at you, then I look at Daniel. And I'm like, these guys. Yeah. Elijah, whoever, Jesus, yeah, the angels. That is it's a great thing to think about. Glory to God. And for us as parents, this is the last thing. For us as parents, it's important to draw. Because you're going to live in eternity much longer than we live here, it's important to tell our children the realness or the reality of heavenly things more than the reality of these earthly things. Glory to God. So, LAT, as we go into the next phase, which is beautiful, let us always remember, set your affections, as a church on things above, on Christ in whom we are hidden. Okay? Let us set our affection on Him, not on the things of this world. The things of this world will take a church away from God. He will say for me, you are my enemy. You are my enemy. Hallelujah. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.